This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening on a Thursday. Tomorrow, happy Friday and a long weekend. We're in studio, by the way. We will not be out tomorrow. So if you want to go join, I believe Andy and Randy are going to be out tomorrow. But we are actually in studio. And here's the deal, Mike, as we are getting ready for a long weekend, the Falcons assistant coaches, meaning the OC and the DC, spoke to the media yesterday. And these are guys you want to hear from right now because they're evaluating where we're at. Now, Zach Robinson doesn't have a new offensive weapon to play with, right? I mean, we didn't do that this year.
Right.
We did draft an offensive lineman in the seventh round.
I think we got enough guys on that side.
I agree with you. But Jeff Ulbrich does have some new pieces to play with. And before we get to him, let's hear Zach because the real question is about the growth of Michael Penix. Here's what our OC said about it.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. I think, obviously, that next level understanding of everything is an offense, you know, from a run game standpoint and, you know, play action pass, and we're getting into a lot of our drop back concepts. But it's great for him to hear these things, you know, obviously year two going into it. And then we do have a decent amount of new stuff, too, that's keeping everybody engaged and fresh, too. So he's doing a great job. He speaks up in meetings when he needs to and when he feels like it's appropriate to talk to the receivers. You know, a couple times it came up even to this morning in meetings. So he's doing a great job. He's such a smart player, and he's got great concept understanding of everything that's going on. So it's been cool to see him just keep taking the next jump. And then obviously once we hit, you know, and get real reps, that's where we'll see another jump in terms of just actually getting those plays reps live.
He's talking about Michael Penix Jr. The growth has got to come from the OC as well. And Mike and I discussed this. If you missed it, go back, rewind on the Odyssey app. You can hear all of our interviews and everything that's going on with the show if you missed a segment. But we were saying, like, as important as it is, as Penix, who will, you know, be the starter when the season rolls around after playing just 3 games last year, the growth in Zach Robinson being an OC, Mike, for the second year and the play calling.
Right. Now, a 180 he kind of had to pull in the middle of the season because all the eggs were in the Kirk Cousins basket. And they wrote it as best they could. Like, we've covered that, you know, when you should have pulled Kirk. I understand the logic when we used to argue with Coach Raheem Morris about that. You had a veteran. You know, a Charger game is a one-possession game, and you just didn't feel ready to put Penix because, you know, you have to have the game plan for him. So, regardless, now it's his turn. Because I thought, you know, the game plan for the Commanders game was pretty darn good.
I agree.
And he certainly, other than the one mistake in the first possession, and that was probably just jitters. Michael probably never admit it, nervous. But he was money. And the throws we talked about, you know, the accuracy, getting the ball to Pitts, you know, the mix of run and pass I thought was pretty good. I just thought, you and I said it, we were really a little nervous about Zach. I'm going to put words in your mouth. Nervous about Zach Robinson those first couple games because the Pittsburgh game looked like nothing like what we expected. Run the damn ball, play action pass, and that wasn't any of the case. It was all, you know, in the shotgun.
I think we realized.
Or pistol.
Pistol, yeah. We realized fairly quickly, though, he was going to be limited with his play calling.
Right.
And, you know, at least after the first week. Then you get to the Eagles game, and you're like, what the hey is going on? He looks great. Either way, I just feel like some of those plays were taken out of the playbook. That's not going to be the case, hopefully, with Michael Penix Jr. Here is our OC, Zach Robinson, also talking about another guy we're all curious in, and that's Kyle Pitts. What is he going to do this season? What are the expectations from the OC?
Yeah, I think, for Kyle, it's just how can he take that next step of, next level of details, next level of consistency, all those things that we've talked about kind of with him and have talked about in the past. And, he's in year two of the system, and I think the thing we've always talked about with Kyle is just play fast. Like, no matter what, play fast, take the thinking out involved with it. But that's more of what we're looking for from Kyle, is just that next level of understanding of the offense and, just the intent of what we're trying to get done, and then ultimately just play fast no matter what. That's what we'll coach him up on when we hit the field next week, and we'll continue to coach him up.
Play fast. Look, I don't know if that's any indicator, and I made this reference earlier as well when I said, I think it was Zach talking about Kyle, and when you use that phrase, you're making it sound as if he's not playing fast. Mike, for some reason, right, is he thinking too much? And maybe that's not – or maybe that's the reason why he wasn't where he needed to be. Maybe that's why he didn't get the ball as much. I don't know. But all the excuses are off the table. That's all I know. Everything that we've talked about, whether it's new quarterback, new system, new coordinator, he's hurt, he's been injured, everything's off the table. I just want to see the dude ball and be productive. And, I said last year, all that pressure of him being the key to the offense, which I truly still believe.
Right.
Imagine him living up to his potential and how it opens up things for everybody else.
Right. So this is a new chapter when it comes to how we discuss, at least the coaching staff discusses Pitts. Play fast.
Play fast.
Okay. All right. Whatever you got to do there, play fast. Be the best Pitts you can be while you play fast.
Play fast.
Now, route running, all the other things. I know that every time I mention Pitts, I kind of mention, how Drake London is kind of in the part of the field we thought when we drafted him he would be. And we could use him all over the field. See, that's the thing. Let's break this down. And I'll get it off of just dogging out Pitts for every time we talk about him. The way they've used him, I thought this guy was going to be like the secret weapon all over the field. Never been the case, really. Save for a few times. Yeah, he might be on one side, the other side of the other formation, but it's just kind of been kind of static.
Well, that's
from Arthur Smith, who drafted him.
Correct.
Through last year. I mean, and then we can get into if he's not running crisp routes or he tunes out because they're not using him or whatever. But they've never utilized him the way I thought they was before. We can get into what he does or doesn't.
Mike, I think you make a great point, because here's what you're saying, and this is the part where I've been like, great coordinators find ways to get great players the ball. The problem is, you guys don't know at this point if Kyle Pitts is a great player. I think many of you think he's a really good player, and he's shown flashes, but you don't know if he's a great player. But you're right. I'm going to find ways, and I've said this, 10, 11, 12 plays a game. If we got 70 plays, Mike, in a game, and I got 10 or 11, I got to find the 6'5 guy that runs like a deer at some point in this offense. And if it's in the slot, if he's in the backfield, I don't give a damn how you line him up. And that's the point you're making that I agree with. Like, this idea that you play one side or one position and this is what I need you to do, and if it's not there, we're not going to you, create something.
Right. Like, I'll ask Arch next time we see him, have they used him in the slot more than I remember? Have they motioned him directly to a catch? You know what I mean? Where you get the mismatch, get the DBs moving, then all of a sudden. I mean, that's the things I thought we'd do.
Why don't we do one of those quick, I don't know, I don't remember us doing this, where, it's a quick hitter. He backs up two steps.
Bingo.
We hit him and let him go. Let some of these other guys block for him. You're telling me he can't pick up 7, 8, 10 yards? Maybe he breaks it with his speed.
Right.
Those are the creative things that I think we've neglected going to, or at least trying to do with Kyle Pitts.
I just thought, and again, Matt could have probably done it. Matt and Julio couldn't do a high point. He never did one with him because it was only 1 year. Then you had two bums at quarterback.
Bum.
And it's just one of those. I've just assumed Kirk Cousins got Pitts more involved in the red zone than anybody else. And the Tampa game is one.
Yeah.
And then Penix does it in the Commanders game, which is almost like a playoff game because it was all the stakes are high on Sunday night. But that's why, that's a dude that should be the red zone weapon. Pitts should be that guy. He's got the speed and the ability to shove a guy. That's the thing that Rodney Harrison brought up that night on TV. He's too big to play that soft. Use your physicality to box a guy out. Let the refs call a flag, they call a flag. But let's see, use your size to your advantage.
Yeah, I've been saying it for 5 years.
Right, you have.
You're too big to allow these DBs to be defending you the way they are. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear from our DC, Mike, because this is the side of the ball we're really interested in. Come on, let's be honest. You want to see how much better this defense is going to be. You also want to see what Jeff Ulbrich is going to do with these pieces. Let's hear him talk about James Pierce Jr. How is he progressing? What is he seeing?
He's going to create some serious problems for offenses, you know, because, you know, he's one of the guys, you know, as that, you know, as we approach the draft, collectively, we were very high on as far as ability to rush off the edge. And, you know, there's a lot of guys you got to fabricate for, and there's guys that fabricate for themselves. And he's one of those guys that he doesn't need a whole lot of scheme to get him going. You know, we can put him on the edge and let him rip it, and he's going to be a problem, you know. And I'm super excited what he'll become. Now, a lot of work to do, and fortunately, we have a really good group that he's joining. So there's going to be a lot of really cool competition within that group. But you know, expect a lot from him. We do.
Okay. That is Jeff Ulbrich. And I do too, Brick. I expect a lot from him because you guys went back in the first round and got him. And you don't make moves like that unless these guys are difference makers. Mike, the thing about Pierce is, and we don't know this yet about him in the NFL, but you got to be able to win one-on-one battles, man. Can he just flat out beat some of the best tackles in the league? That, like I'm not Brick said, some guys you have to fabricate for. That's he's talking about. I'm running schemes and different things to try to get guys to the quarterback. And then there's some guys that just go, I got this. That's the Aaron Donalds of the world, the Lawrence Taylors, right? The guy, I got this. The T.J. Watts, right? The Trey Hendricksons, right. I got this. I'm just going to beat my guy, and whatever you guys do is fine. Is he that guy? Because that's what I need to know.
Right, and we've got guys, like we drafted these guys. The thing is, how are you going to use him? If I see anybody drop, now Walker, okay, Jalen maybe can drop back in coverage because he can do that.
He can do that.
But I don't want to see, you know, Leonard Floyd doing that. I don't want to see Pierce. I want to see Pierce hand in the dirt or just walking up and getting it. Speaking of which, how are these guys going to be used? You're hearing from Jeff Ulbrich. Is it Taryn Walk who writes for the Falcons website? Anyway, Taryn wrote an article today, and they're talking to Nate Ollie, who's the D-line coach.
Yes.
How do you like this on your Thursday, Falcon fans? We are implementing an attack-style front.
Attack!
Attack! Achilles! Attack! Yeah, it's like we're trying to be Mike Tyson and throw haymakers. We're getting off the ball, attacking, throwing haymakers. No jabs. It's all haymakers. Okay. Okay, Nate Ollie. I'm up for that. That's what we want to hear. Now go get the quarterback, baby. I love it. You can implement it.
He's a good coach, Mike. I hope that he can make a difference here. We talk about coaching all the time, and you coach guys up. I think he's going to be a difference maker. That's what I believe, but we're going to see. I love the approach because we don't do enough of that. We don't attack enough. How many times have we looked at each other like, let's just go after these guys? I don't care if we get beat. If we get beat, the quarterback made an amazing throw. In the NFL, all these guys get paid a lot of money. But 9 times out of 10, 8 times out of 10, Mike, you're going to get there. You're going to get some pressure.
See, how many guys thought you were going to get a Agamemnon and Troy reference on your afternoon drive show? Attack! You can never have enough rushers, Ollie said. Really, I stamped that. I stand on that.
I stand on it.
That's right. Yeah, I mean. Now,
co-sign.
Here's the thing. We got. There's no way in God's green earth we don't get any more sacks. And I heard Randy asking the question today of Andy. And I thought it was a great question from Randy Mack. Are we going to have anybody in double digits, or is the wealth going to be spread across the board?
No, man. Look, I don't even care about that. I care about the
couple guys with eight.
I care about the total number.
Right.
The total number at the end of the season is what matters. If we don't have a dominant guy, I'm fine with that, Mike. But we can't be in the 30s.
Yeah.
We can't have 35 sacks at the end of the season when the top teams and the top defenses are 60, 65, 70 in some cases. We can't do that.
Yeah, if you look at the Falcons sack totals over the years, it's you know, never mind you guys, how painful it's been just getting after the quarterback. It's just something we've not done. You know, you go back and you look at 2015, 19 sacks, 34 when Beasley popped, 39 and 17, arguably the best, I think, the last great defense the Falcons had. The year we beat the Rams out in L.A., should have beat the Eagles. We had 39 sacks that year. 37, 28, 29, 18, 21. 42 under Ryan Nielsen.
Yeah.
And then 31 last year.
To use Ulbrich's phrase, a lot of fabrication, though, under Ryan. We didn't have a dominant pass rusher.
Right.
But he schemed enough up that we got after.
That was the Calais Campbell, Bud Dupree season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. All right, man. 404-726-0929. You guys are more than welcome to chime in. Just stuff that we are trying to take in from our OC and our DC.
and what it's going to mean as the Falcons get back on the field next week. Vets will be there, by the way, next week. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Grant McCauley. We'll get back into the Knicks choke job and what it means for Tyrese Halliburton, because he became a villain last night, and it's great for the NBA. It's Dukes and Bell.
Achilles!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Coming up in 15 minutes, look who's in town. We'll get into that. And Mike, before we talk to Grant, you just told me something very interesting.
Yeah, we were just doing the Falcon Report, and this dropped right after we got done talking about it. Art Rooney, the second Steelers owner, says Steelers will wait, quote, a little while longer for Aaron Rodgers. The only reason I mention that is, and we've asked all our analysts and experts, including Bryant McFadden, former Steeler, you know, what's the timeline here? Because eventually there's only one team really right now we'd have any juice for Kirk Cousins with. That'd be the Steelers if Aaron Rodgers finally gets to a line in the sand that the Steelers aren't prepared to wait for, I guess, or cross, however you want to read it.
It sounds like, Mike, they might have a deal in place and they're just on his timetable.
Yep.
Right? That's what it sounds like.
A little while longer, telling ESPN.com. So they start their OTAs, by the way, next week in Pittsburgh.
Grant McCauley, last night, by the way, what do you do, out of curiosity, on these days where there is no ball? I know you have a beautiful wife and all of that, but what do you
and a beautiful house.
What do you do, Grant, when there's no ball on that you absolutely have to pay attention to, out of curiosity?
Well, that's a great question. Sometimes it changes. There are weeks where it's just trying to find a little bit of extra time to rest, and then there are times where, hey, we just get out. We don't live too far from Marietta Square. That's always nice. We've got three dogs as well, so they keep us pretty busy. And occasionally, you may know this, I'm sure both of you are very well acquainted with this, you get into a new place, there is no shortage of projects. So we're still trying to carve out every room the way we want it. And I'm a bit of a collector, so it's going to take me a long time to really figure out where I'm going to put everything down in what I guess represents my studio or man cave or whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Very cool. I just was curious because, look, last night was one of those nights, like if you're not an NBA guy or whatever or person and your Braves are not on and you're going, What am I going to watch? I got caught up on a couple of shows. I had the other game on. So I was curious. All right, let's talk about tonight because everything just kind of got pushed back a day, right? A.J. Smith-Shawver on the Hill tonight. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Obviously, the game did not take place. But I said to Mike earlier in the show, if I would have told you he would be your best pitcher in the month of May, how many of you would have said, I'll take that? I didn't have any idea that he would be this good, especially this last month.
Yeah, he's been tremendous, and we did talk about it yesterday. I mean, this last five starts, really, this run for him, the Braves have won each one of those. He's got a sub-2 ERA, and you know why when you watch him, because he's missing bats. That splitter is a legitimate out pitch, and he's got the fastball command that he needs to work everything off of that. And I think it's the confidence that he's starting to pitch with as he gets into that routine. And this was something I talked to him about. It was something I talked to Bryce Elder about before he got optioned. It's just how nice is it to know where you're pitching the next time you're going to make a start? That's not the only thing, but I do think it's important for the continuity and the routine these guys like to be in. Clearly, A.J. Smith-Shawver has a lot of miles in front of him. He may not have it all figured out yet, but he's certainly given an indication that he can be a real horse on the mound right now, and the Braves need it. They're trying to sort out this rotation. They have been all year long. Spencer Strider may not be at his apex just yet. In fact, I think it's safe to say he's not, but he can get there. Then you start thinking about what you could truly have when you throw Sale and Schwellenbach and others into this mix. It could be really dynamic, and A.J. Smith-Shawver could be a very big component of that.
I know that he's a favorite tonight. The Braves are a favorite tonight. Money line, by the way. We're going up against the dude, Trevor Williams, that we touched up for three earned runs. That was a week ago, last Thursday. So expecting more of the same tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Trevor Williams is a journeyman right-hander, not a whole lot to read into in terms of, you know, expecting a late career renaissance or anything from him. Sometimes, though, I mean, you know, somebody is able to just kind of stay one step ahead. We have seen that happen to the Braves, confoundingly so at times this year and a lot of it last year as well, where the offense has them on the ropes and doesn't quite get that knockout punch that they need. So jumping on them early, giving A.J. Smith-Shawver some runs, that I feel like would be a very nice way to jump out and get into this series and do what you need to do against a Washington Nationals team that you should be able to win most of these head-to-head matchups.
Graham McCauley, our Braves insider guys, you hear him here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, does a show on the weekends as well here, and a great podcast. All right, so as we talk about the Braves coming home this weekend, right, and I think it's San Diego, correct, Grant? San Diego this weekend?
Yeah, big series against the Padres is looming, and that obviously is a little get back that the Braves could have for that team giving them the 4-game sweep at the start of the season, but also that chance to have a bit of a measuring stick to where you may have gotten to at this point, where you may have advanced to, that you might not have came out of the gate playing the way you wanted to that first time around.
Yeah, and that's where I was going with this. I mean, like, okay, you got us early in the season. We're a little bit of a different team, right, and we're, you know, playing a lot better. I agree with you, and I'm willing to look at this upcoming series, and I'm not looking past the Nationals. I'm just saying the Braves coming home, you know, Memorial Day weekend, it's kind of cool to have them at home, and I think I look at this series a little bit differently than I did the opening series of the season because we were still learning about the team. There wasn't a lot that we actually knew, or at least we thought we knew, and then it didn't play out that way.
Yeah, nothing, safe to say, played out the way the Braves wanted to in that San Diego series or really that opening road trip. However, you know, it is a long season, and if they stumble again a time or two or three in the next 4 or 5 months, it's not altogether shocking. It's just kind of part of the 162 that you play. But when you came out of the gate and the only sample size you had was bad numbers, it was really hard to see the positives and to see the potential of a club that seemed to be shooting itself in the foot at times and maybe just not up to speed where some of these other teams came out of the gate. I believe the Padres had a long winning streak. The Dodgers obviously did as well. Then both of them kind of came back to earth, but they're both teams you expect to see around in October and that the Braves will have to deal with at some point if they want to reach their ultimate goal, which, of course, is getting back to the World Series and winning that whole thing again. So it's just a good litmus test. You always like these. I think the fans get fired up about it. And, you know, a chance to be at home on a holiday weekend, it gives folks around here in the Atlanta area something fun to do.
To our man Grant McCauley, guys, talking some Braves back in action against the Nationals. Right now the Braves are 6.5 behind the Phillies, 4 games in a loss column behind the Mets. But the Mets, Carl and I were talking about this earlier, we got a little soap opera, starting with Juan Soto. He gets basically dogged out for loafing twice, and then Mendoza dropped him in the lineup from second to third. And then he basically looked at 3 straight pitches in his first at-bat, and New York media is having a field day with this. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting whenever you see these things play out in New York, because it's like no other place. And I look at this from a very unique seat in that, you know, I'm around team. I have a chance to ask a question to a player or a manager or whatnot on a pretty regular basis. It's something that I think a lot of people may look at this media and think, well, if you're just harder on these guys, it'll change the outcomes on the field. And I don't know if we want to get into this philosophical debate, but a lot of times I feel like it doesn't do anything except feed the soap opera that we're going to read and how maybe we perceive the team away from what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, Juan Soto signed up for 15 seasons of this. He knew what he was into. He was in the Bronx last year. It's not too far away, but the Mets, you know, they're a different club with a different trajectory and a different history and all those other things that go with it. But he signed the big money contract, so it's got to look and sound and feel a certain way pretty much at all times, because the expectation is, are you worth $765 million? And the world's largest media market, or one of the top two media markets, whichever one it is, New York, L.A., you know, you're going to hear about it all the time. Whereas in some other places, maybe you wouldn't quite as much. So I don't know if I connected all the dots there to really give you a lot of insider thoughts about it, but he knew the pressure cooker he was stepping into, so this can't be a surprise to him, but it might be a reminder or a wake-up call that every single thing that you do on that field is under the microscope and can be interpreted any number of ways.
All right, Grant, great stuff. When are you on this weekend, by the way?
Yep, I'll be on this weekend, 10 a.m. on Sunday, 10 to noon, I believe, is the time for this week. If not, it'll be 5 to 7. I'll have to confirm that. So I show up to work on time, but you can always find From the Diamond wherever you get your podcast, and you can find it on the Odyssey app.
All right, great stuff, man. We'll see what happens tonight with the Nats, and get ready for a nice homestand here. Grant, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. You got it.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. College football news we've got to get to. If you're just tuning in, just joining us, thank you for listening and however you're accessing the show. Big news today in college football. We're going to tell you about it when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I want to remind you, go to 929thegame.com. Click on the contest page, guys, so you can participate. Limited time, I say that, because time's going to run out for our third annual Father's Day dinner, which is coming right up. And again, it's going to be over at, we're going to have the event, should I say it, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, perimeter location. But now's the time to do it, all right? And it doesn't have to be, Your father, it could be your grandfather, your kid, a coach, somebody that's important in your life. It's presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. 929thegame.com, contest page, go there and do that. Today, Mike, it's a change for college football, but we both think it's a change for the better, because this only makes sense when you start talking about what happened last year. And if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, basically the big rule change today is that it's straight seeding. And that's good, because when you say who gets the bye and why in college football, once the schedule is, you know, done, Mike, and we start talking about this playoff committee and selecting the 12 teams, this gives us, I think, a true top four. Not necessarily just because you won your conference and you get seated, you know, one of the top four teams, and you get an automatic bye. So the top four teams now get byes in college football, but it's based on seeding.
Right. So it's not about your conference, because last year the Big 12 champion was Arizona State. And at the time, they're like, what's that about? But then they did kind of give Texas all they could handle. And I thought they validated, you know, their ticket being punched. But at the time, no one was buying it. Certainly nobody was buying Boise State. And they wound up playing Penn State. Somebody took the time at ESPN College Football to tell you what it would look like if we used this format last year.
Okay.
So the number one seed is Oregon. Number two is Georgia. Number three is Texas. Number four is Penn State. That remains the same. The way the brackets would have played, Georgia would have been waiting for the winner of SMU versus Tennessee.
Ooh.
And I think that you certainly would have maybe won that game as opposed to what happened against Notre Dame.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas would have gotten the Ohio State-Arizona State winner. So Texas would have played Ohio State a bracket earlier, a week earlier.
Yep.
Oregon would have played Indiana-Boise State winner. The problem with that one is nobody would watch the Boise State-Indiana game. Indiana played Notre Dame last year in South Bend, which pumped up the ratings. That's the problem they'll have in this format. That's not a ratings grabber.
The seeding.
Give you just, I know it's apples to oranges. We just learned that the first game of Minnesota-Oklahoma City is the lowest of all the NBA playoffs as far as viewership. That would be the same. Clemson would have played Notre Dame at South Bend, and the winner of that game would have played Penn State.
I like this.
Me too, but it should always be strength. See, but the problem, I don't think they rewarded strength of schedule. And then, as you said, they had this cockamamie nonsense about conference champions.
Yeah, the just to review this and say, you know what? What's best for the playoff? Once it goes to 16 teams, obviously this is going to probably, you know, change again. We don't know what that'll look like, but you're adding, you know, potentially four more teams or whatever it's going to be. But I do think rewarding the teams with the top four teams with the seeds and the first round bye is the way to go. It just shouldn't be based on if you win your conference championship, because we know this. Like Georgia last year, Mike, the schedule they had, they were arguably better than some of these other teams that did win their conference championship. Even though Georgia won the SEC again, you could have said if they lost, Georgia still should have been one of the top four teams with the bye. And I think that's what the committee is going to do moving forward. 404-726-0929. So that's a big change from last year. And I think they'll continue to tweak this thing, especially as we continue to move forward and add more teams. I don't know what the number is. We've debated this. I do think 16 is reasonable. I don't know if 20 or 24 or whatever some people think. I don't know if we're ever going to get that far.
I mean, if they keep printing money on this bad boy, but that's the thing. I mean, I just told you. I mean, imagine if you had, you know, that matchup, a Boise State-Indiana. If you go to beyond, you know, we go to 16 next year, 24, you get too much of that, it's just, okay, you've completely diluted the regular season where it means nothing. And again, those aren't exactly, you know, ratings grabbers if you get some of these non-traditionals matching up. So either way, Georgia, if Texas, and I think Oregon, Penn State, you could actually right now in your mind's eye, and Ohio State, say they're all back in this mix next year.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, wanted to mention this before we got out of here, and we'll see what happens tonight. The other night, the Atlanta Dream beat Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. Caitlin Clark and company are in town tonight. State Farm Arena, Mike. Second year in a row where they've moved the game from the Gateway Center, which is about 4,000-seat arena, to State Farm Arena, so that more fans could get in and check this out. Caitlin had a really good game the other night, but it was all about what the Dream did. I'm curious to see if they're able to beat them twice, you know, in a week.
Right.
And again, Caitlin Clark is the show right now, guys. So they're talking about, you know, a full house tonight. what was it, 17,000 last year? We did the show from down there, remember?
Right. And so I just saw the video of her doing the walk-in.
Yeah.
Had a nice ensemble on with a little midriff, short miniskirt, and a trench coat. What's that? I like a girl in a short skirt and a long jacket. But Caitlin Clark and the FIBA coming to town.
Brittany Griner had a really good game the other night. And so there's some star power. There's no doubt. Ryan Howard, Alicia Gray. It's going to be interesting. But I did want to mention that because I know a lot of people are like, oh, you're not talking about Caitlin Clark. She's in town. We'll see what happens and if the Dream can get him again. Hey, man, as we've been talking today about all the things that have been going on, the big news was the collapse of the Knicks last night. What happens tonight? Does Minnesota get back into this series? And you just mentioned the ratings. Look, the game last night has people already craving for game two.
Right.
Then, even if you're not a Knicks fan or a Pacers fan, you're like, man, that was a really good game. Mike, we got to get entertaining games between the T-Wolves and Oklahoma City or people are going to tune out.
Yeah, I know that last game, you've got to find a way for Ant-Man to, you know, either he's going to have to be more of a facilitator than a dominator, or can he fight through those double teams because, you know, all the elites got double teamed. It's funny, I saw so much hate, by the way, for SGA on this MVP.
Why?
I don't know, because people don't know him. I mean, I saw one thing on Twitter today. We don't call it X on the show. And a guy said, if you don't like SGA, you didn't like Kobe. You know, because it's the same kind of mentality and the attitude and the way he approaches things. But getting back to Ant-Man, yeah, their role players didn't really step up. The only guy hit threes that first game was Julius Randle.
Yeah.
So the other dudes are gonna have to back the dude
I was going to say, I'm the dude. Yeah, Ant-Man's got to play better. See, the thing about last night is the stars were stars. Halliburton was great. Brunson was great.
Right.
And then all the other surrounding players played up to it, and it made it a great game. And anytime you go to overtime, Mike, and no, it wasn't a game seven, and I keep hearing that from Knicks fans. Well, it wasn't a game seven. You still blew a 14-point lead.
It's one of the greatest collapses in NBA history, no matter where it happens, and you just lost home court advantage because the team on the road just took one of two in your building. So, and by the way, the memes and more stuff's coming out. A lot of guys are saying that, no, Tyrese Halliburton did not travel, that Bridges actually knocked his arm, and that's what allows the play to continue.
Oh, it was a foul.
And so it's a no call on
okay.
a foul.
Okay.
So he would have gone to shoot two, which still would have put them in overtime, and I think he makes those two because he's Tyrese Halliburton. He's really good. But all these different memes that are coming out, the funniest one I just showed Carl during the commercial break, Larry David, I apologize for not knowing the name of the actress who plays Susie, Jeff's wife, on Curb Your Enthusiasm. She's the one who's his agent's wife, Day-Day, who cusses like a sailor. Oh, Larry, shut the blank up. Anyway, so they're all sitting courtside, and as Halliburton makes the shot, and at the time, you don't realize his toe's on the three-point line, so it's literally Larry David and her going, what does it just happen? And they're playing the Curb Your Enthusiasm music
so
over
funny.
It.
It's so funny. I mean, like, it's a perfect layover of the visual of them being there.
Right.
That show's done, right? They're not coming back.
I think he said it's kaput, but okay. We'll see. But he left the door open a crack to maybe come back.
It's so good. By the way, are you watching Last of Us?
I've totally lost interest. I can't lie. Becky's still in it.
I'm in it too. I just caught up to the episode from last week. I missed it because I was out of
town.
The
girl annoys me.
Oh, it's so good. I'm enjoying it, man. Like that second episode this season. Woo. Mm. Anyways, I was just curious. You watching it? I'm looking at Dom.
I feel bad. I haven't given it its due. I have not been watching it.
What are you watching
man.
Now, by the way?
Dude, 5,000 things on Netflix.
I know. It is.
All the murder and mayhem on Netflix.
It's true. It really is.
I just binge-watched Soprano. They reran Sopranos the other night. So I watched about 3 years of Sopranos. You know,
they do the back-to-back.
Yeah. Uncle Junior had the best one-liners. I got the FBI so far up my butt, I can taste Bill Cream. But anyway, yeah, I mean, he was gold on that one. And before Tony got too fat. My theory on Sopranos is so good until 9/11, kind of got really dark. And then the last 2 years were great with the mob fight, the war with New York.
Yeah.
But there were some lean years. It wasn't always great. You could argue, and this I know this ticks off Sopranos fans, The Wire was better consistently across the board.
It was great.
But some would do, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
No, I'm with you on that. Wire was great. Those are shows, if you have not watched, obviously, go back and watch them. We're talking about 90s.
HBO.
Yeah, HBO and 90s and early 2000s shows. While we're talking about shows, real quick, you mentioned Netflix. Have you seen this Bin Laden thing?
I just started. I fell asleep the other
so
night.
Good.
Yeah,
it's so good. It's only about three episodes.
Right.
It's not long.
Right.
You got to check that out. Hey, man, Turtles got you for the night show. Tomorrow, big Friday show. Mike's headed to the Indianapolis 500. He'll be talking about that when he gets back and talking about all the things that are going on. By the way, have you picked a winner in this thing? What are you doing?
For the 500?
Yeah.
Woo! Well, the Penske guys, the guy who's the two-time defending champion...
Is out?
...is starting from the back. Okay. They got nailed for cheating. Roger Penske did a big interview with Fox, apologized for everything, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to go with Pato O'Ward, second place last year. The dude who's won everything but Indy, Palou, I think maybe he's a play. But I'm going to go with Pato O'Ward, the Mexican-Irish driver. How's
okay.
that?
All right. Cool. Because that's the uniqueness of F1.
Anybody can win this race.
Yes.
Because it's a matter of if the fuel mileage, if there's a late yellow, you know, sometimes the most dominant car doesn't make it. I mean, there's a lot of folks that are cheering for Helio Castro. I mean, there's a million things that can happen. I think this might be one of the better rated races since they made the move to Fox. There just seems to be a lot more juice and more people talking about this event.
The race itself is
right.
Sunday, right?
Sunday. Yeah. Right on.
All right, man, let's get out of here and clear out, though. If you missed any of our interviews, they are online at Odyssey.com. Tomorrow, BMAC, Brian McFadden, stops by. He's got a really cool thing, an event that he's a part of. We'll talk a little bit about that, but we'll also get his thoughts on what's going on around the NFL, Rules Committee, all the stuff, guys, with BMAC, two-time Super Bowl champion. Also, tomorrow, we will talk to Grant again as the Braves get a chance to come home. Hopefully, Mike, they put one together tonight. Again, that makeup game is going to be part of a split doubleheader down the road with the Nats, so they're not trying to do that tonight. They'll play, and then they'll come on home and take on the Padres over the weekend. Should be an excellent weekend if you want to make your way out to the ballpark. All right, man. Dom, great job as always behind the glass, hanging out with the fam, and my man Day-Day. We're back at you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, what's going on in the sports media business? Guys taking shots. It all started with the Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, shove, no shove, hard foul. We had Ryan Clark going at it with RG3, saying some things I thought that were over the line. Ryan Clark, by the way, wins a sports Emmy, for what it's worth, this week.
Okay.
And then yesterday on PTI, Mike Wilbon, they start the show saying, hey, man, we didn't win any Emmys. What are we not doing right? And Tony Korn says, we need pizzazz. Wilbon then says, as long as Greeny or Stephen A. didn't get the Emmy, I'm fine. Kornheiser said, I'm glad you said that. I'm leaving that one alone. Wow, sure going to be awkward at the ESPN Christmas party, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, but you know what? I think Tony at this point and Will
Bond. They don't care.
No, I don't think they care. They're like, what are you going to do? Take us off the air? We've been on this damn thing for 25 years. Hey, man, last night was great. Not because the Pacers won, but because we got something to dislike. It's what we need in sports. We don't have enough rivalries, and we certainly don't have enough bad guys. We don't have antagonists. And last night we got one with Tyrese Halliburton. I hope it continues. I hope he embraces it. And, Mike, as much as I hated Draymond Green, I've watched all those games over the years because I just didn't know what Draymond was going to do. It's not like he's a dirty player in Halliburton, but he gives you a reason to cheer one way or the other, and we need more of that in sports. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
You're not stoked for the Weenie 500?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.